Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Australian tree sitters starved out of tree. Protests continue in Gulangook and Weld Valley, Tasmania. In Gulangook Forest, East Gippsland, Australia, a conservationist who had been in a tree sit for 4 days was forced to come down last week after being deprived of water for 2 days by officers of the police search and rescue under instruction from the Department of Natural Resources and Environment. This was after two activists were arrested for trying to provide him with food and water. Police removed his water and food to starve him out, and the area around the base of the tree was bulldozed to remove the cover for anyone attempting to replenish his supplies. The old-growth forest in Gulangook is one of the last remaining intact unlogged catchments outside of reserves on the east coast of Australia. It lies adjacent to Arunundra National Park in an area known as East Gippsland. Australia has one of the highest rates of deforestation in the world, and here are found the tallest flowering plants in the world. The intimidation tactics used to bring the tree sitter down, including spotlights, sirens, verbal harassment, and revving of chainsaws throughout the night, are indicative of an increasing level of repression to political dissent. This comes at a time when the international community is condemning such contraventions of people's basic civil rights, said Nectaria Kalan for the Gulanra Environment Center. The Memorandum of Understanding signed between the Victorian Police Department and the NRE has essentially left activists without any legal recourse for defending their civil rights, as the police now act on behalf of the NRE. At Gulangook, the police are blocking roads 30 kilometers from where the logging is taking place, and 24-hour logging is going on under spotlights protected by 150 cops. Anthony Amos of NFN Victoria said, "It's like a military operation. We are moving one step closer to becoming a police state with bureaucrats assuming inflated powers of law enforcement. The NRE are now calling the shots and dictating to the police how they are to handle the blockade in Gulangook. Consequently, we're extremely concerned for activist safety as the NRE do not have the appropriate enforcement training to handle conflict situations. This is increasingly worrying when coupled with the deployment of the Force Response Unit, the same unit that were responsible for the heavy-handed anti-protest actions at S11-2000 in Melbourne. The MOU also removes any semblance of neutral conflict resolution from police operations under NRE directives within Gulangook," said Ms. Kalan. Enforcement tactics such as Sunday's jailing of a conservationist for walking into the state forest and the doubling up of charges are becoming commonplace in Gulangook. At one action, two protesters were each given 11 charges for hindering an NRE vehicle. More than 40 arrests have taken place since clear-cutting started in the Gulangook block a little more than 2 weeks ago, and more arrests are expected. The Weld Valley in Tasmania is another precious area, which, like Gulangook in Victoria, Australia, has been defended by environmentalist blockades. After 31 days of stopping work on a new road and bridge into the spectacular Weld Valley, on March 6th, community members were faced with a large police operation to close camp. Forestry Tasmania officials and police entered the area and declaring the public forest around the new road an exclusion zone. This means that anyone found in the area is liable for fines up to $2,000 or 6 months in jail, or both. Friends of the Earth Melbourne is calling for an international boycott on all timber products exported from Victoria and Tasmania. By logging these forests at Weld Valley and Gulangook, we are losing irreplaceable forests of international significance. Our colleagues in Victoria and Tasmania have asked us to issue an alert about imminent destruction of world-class rainforests in the Weld Valley and in Gulangook. Victoria, defenders of these irreplaceable forests need your help immediately. For updates on the Gulangook campaign, go to www.geco.org.au. That's geco.org.au. Or for updates on the Weld Valley campaign, go to www.tasforest.green.net.au. That's tasforest.green.net.au. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, in the-